for 66 money, the lottery money, would be something that the process would take very seriously.
Yeah.
Representative Starr.
Thank you. As regards to your proposed cuts, what kinds of FTE eliminations are you planning here?
And I don't want to make this too complicated, but and several of our changes, or the budget changes that we've made, both for the opening deficit that I mentioned, as well as this, involve fund shifts. That is, we've been successful in getting some grants from the federal government that would enable us, theoretically, to hire new people. We've decided we're not going to hire new people, but we're going to use that money to offset and maintain the staff we have now so we don't have to cut any FTE. So if you looked at what we could have hired versus what we're going to do, we could have hired two more people. We are not going to hire those people. We're going to use the federal funds to offset. So we basically, this that we're presenting to you has no FTE drops, except we are also laying off some temporary people that comes out not of our, it isn't on your list of FTE because we've been hiring some temporaries through professional services. So we've already laid off one person, for example, in that category. So again, that doesn't show on your FTE list, but in effect, there's a drop of about 3 out of the agency of about 60.
Yeah,
I hope that didn't make that too confusing.
No, you didn't make it at all confusing. It's pretty very clear. A 10% reduction without any FTE is pretty remarkable, and I think other state agencies around, they can wonder how in the world the DLCD can do that.
I can provide all the details on that if you wish, but we took them out of a lot of little places.
Madam Chair, I can make it look pretty obvious without touching their operations budget. That's how.
Further comments or questions? Thank you very much. That concludes the agenda that we have today, which is going to be good for our 4 o'clock appointment. People to have a little time to deal with some things. The committee will reconvene again tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning. We'll begin with testimonies by Human Services departments and continue into Economic Development and some other miscellaneous departments in the afternoon. If there being no further business before the committee today, the meeting is adjourned.